Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to part two of our interview with Anthony Almarez about believing in ghosts.
There's obviously many things, it seems, haunting the Queen Mary. In your research of the boat and the experiences that you've had, can you identify or you have any suspicions as to who just some of them may be? It's a long passenger list that's still on that boat, but what have you discovered, or who have you discovered?
I honestly don't know. It's so hard to tell. Mm-hmm. You know, the stories of the little girl, little girl in the pool area, there's all kinds of stories of people, but it's so hard to tell, who's who. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's really, really hard to tell. Whatever that was that day, it was a tall black figure and wasn't very nice, whatever it was.
It's an interesting,
really hard to tell.
Interesting thing to think about with something like the Queen Mary, because the Queen Mary was not home for anyone. It wasn't a place that you had long-term stays on, other than, a journey across the ocean or a cruise of some sort. It wasn't, a long-term residence for anyone. And, you have deaths that occurred, yes, just as any hotel would here and there. But it does seem somewhat, depending how you look at it, like an odd place for a haunting, unless you're just playing with the death options. But it seems that there's far more there than there are people who actually perished on the boat. Why do you think it is that there are so many hauntings on a location like the Queen Mary, which were really just, temporary places that people stayed as they continued along their journey?
I think people actually fell in love with the Queen Mary. I mean, like I have. Mm-hmm. I believe there's something there that draws you back every time. I mean, I'll go back so many times. I've stayed there so many times also. I remember one particular time we did an investigation there, and I felt this feeling like I'd been there before I even totally investigated the place. And when I left that weekend, I really didn't want to leave. And for almost 2 weeks straight, I dreamt about the Queen Mary. And I thought about it almost every single day. I couldn't get it out of my mind. Like, it was almost like it was calling me back. Mm-hmm. There's some sort of fascination there for it. And I don't know what it was. Maybe I had an attachment I got from there. I don't know. But it's very interesting because I never felt that way about any sort of spot I've ever investigated before. This place has really grabbed onto me.
It's interesting with locations like that seem to have that pull and seem to have that familiarity factor and that comfort level. And that's one way to look at it, with the attachment, where maybe there's something that has attached that almost becomes a part of you that feels the familiarity because it was an important part of their life at a different point in time. Another thing that could be looked at that some may argue is saying, well, maybe it was a past life of some sort of your own, that maybe you had been on the boat at another place in time. And then there's this familiarity factor that draws you back in your subconscious that you're not aware of. Another location that I can relate to, I've never been to the Queen Mary, I've always wanted to, but a location that's very similar to me that has that feel, from a little bit earlier than even the Queen Mary, but of that grand royal feel, would be the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island in Michigan. I have the exact same feeling there. I mean, it feels like a ship inside, but it has that feeling to it. I can't say what it is or why it is, but it's been a place that I've been fascinated with since I was a child, and I'm always drawn back to it every time I'm in the area. We stayed there this last summer. And it's just, there's something about it. I don't know what it is or why it is, but it's very much drawing in. They don't want to ever talk about their ghosts. They're very, very hush-hush about it. But, of course, there's rumors online and there's people who've talked about it. But I know they're very, very quiet on the subject. If there's no ghost there, they'd be happy. But, unfortunately,
exactly.
I don't think that is that's quite the case. Tell me about some of your investigative work. We've talked a lot about what seem to be spirits that were once of the living kind, that were people that walked the earth. And there's plenty of times that there's people who walked the earth who were also not so nice. And in death, also not so nice. But let's always dive into this. This is always an interesting thing to talk about with investigators. As you've dug into different locations and places, has there ever been an investigation or a location that you've gone to where it gets not just this feels off or uncomfortable, but extremely unwelcome to the point of you don't want to keep digging?
Oh, most definitely. There was a, I dated somebody actually who was, come to find out she was actually I guess self-proclaimed witch.
Okay.
And at the time, I didn't know this at the time, but the place where we were staying, we started having a lot of activity. This house, I just did not like this house. I didn't want to be there. We both lived there, and we started seeing a lot of things were happening in the house, and I just felt so uneasy coming into the house. And, you know, it takes a lot to really scare me, and this place just really, really, you know, made my hair stand up in the back of my neck. We actually had a get-together there. You know, we also studied demonology, so we had an investigation and a gathering there with some friends, and one of them was my buddy, who was a sheriff. And there was six of the people there that day were actually doing some studying in demonology. And while we all stepped outside, I was talking to one of the new members, and we were talking to her. This is in the middle of the day. She started she screamed and ran off, literally ran down the street. We had to chase her. She said something walked right between us, and it looked right in her face. And she just took off down the street running, and she had a full-blown panic attack when it happened. So she actually ended up going home. And later that night, we're all outside in the backyard having a barbecue and talking about it. And the sheriff was actually in my house on the couch talking on the phone. He said he looked up, and there was a man standing in the hallway, a huge black figure. It's probably about 6'5", he says. And you can see its eyes. He said the eyes were red. He saw it. He got up, quietly walked out, walked up to me and says, "I'm not going back in your house again." He said, "I just saw the man in the hallway." And we knew exactly what he was talking about because we'd also seen him. That house really, I think I told everybody afterwards that I don't want to do any more meetups here because I think it's stirring stuff up. And I also looked for another place to live because that place is just too active. But it was really bad stuff that was happening.
When you have somebody like that, that is experiencing something very bad, whether it be demonic or just a really shitty person that is now dead and haunting the house, which sometimes can very easily be confused for a demon. But I do believe there are cases where there are certainly demon things out there. I know it gets thrown around far too frequently than it should be. But it does. It's out there. I mean, you can't say that doesn't exist. It's just, it's just overused. When someone's experiencing something like that, and I know you said, find another place to live. Much easier said than done, obviously.
Oh, definitely.
I'd love just to give that answer to many stories that we get where it's like, well, you should probably move. And sometimes I do, but that's not, that's not necessarily going to be an option. For many practical reasons, what do you say? Do you have an answer when someone has a case like that you're investigating, and there's not going to be a practical reason or a way that they can just move? Is there ever a way to deal with something like that that's going to be effective?
Yeah, we actually we do investigations in private homes. We'll go to the home and we'll interview the people first, find out, their psychological history, are they on medications, history of the house, what kind of household it is. And usually would do the investigation, and really a lot of these people believe that the house is haunted, but in reality it's not haunted whatsoever. They're actually having other problems, like maybe electrical problems, plumbing issues. A lot of people want to believe so bad that their house is haunted that they'll start making claims that it's haunted or it's a demonic of nature, mm-hmm. which most of the time it's not. You know, it's. I have a background in construction, electrical, everything else, so I use all those experiences I've had in my life to check a house out. And if I weed out all the electrical problems, all the plumbing problems, all the construction problems, you know, creaking houses and stuff like that, the temperature outside, the temperature inside, then I weed it out down to the paranormal. Then I start looking in that area. Once I start looking in that area, I start weeding out the possibilities and what else it could be. And at the time, what I try to do is help the people understand what they're dealing with. And if it's something that's not, if they feel comfortable with it being there, then I go ahead and I'll let them know to let whatever is there, let them know that that's their house and that they live there also. They have to coexist somehow. And if it's something that's more dangerous, I guess, to them and their family, we'll try to cleanse the house. And if it's beyond our control, I actually bring in a priest to bless the house.
How reliable can that be when you have a priest that comes in, if you have to go to that stage to come in and bless the house? Is that always a recipe for success, or does that hit and miss?
Yeah, it doesn't always help. You know, we try to go into a place, we never try to stir up what's going on, because we've gone to so many homes where they've called us and said, well, we had another group out here investigating the house, and they stirred stuff up and they just took off and left. Never came back. No phone calls, no emails. So we'll go there and try to clean up their mess. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but we just try to help people understand what they're dealing with and their options, you know? Mm-hmm. And you know, a lot of the people, they try to keep in contact with us and let us know what's been going on. They tell us, you know, since you've been here, you know, things have calmed down quite a bit, which it helps. You know, it really helps blessing a home and just knowing what you're dealing with. It really does help.
Are there ever any?
Like you said,
it's very tricky. Are there ever any places that you feel, whether you've investigated or not, this is just kind of an opinion thing, that you feel are just so infested with spirits that there really is no true way to fully cleanse it? Almost like radioactivity. It's like this half-life is not going away no matter what you do. Is there ever locations like that?
Oh, all the time. I mean, no matter what you do, I mean, you can calm it for a little while, mm-hmm. but as far as calming it for a little while, it can calm down, but then it's always going to be there. Mm-hmm. It's always going to be there. And no matter where you go, you can be walking down the street and you can pick something up. Something can attach itself to you. You know, it doesn't have to be a cemetery. It doesn't have to be a spooky old house. It could be anywhere. You know, this land, these streets weren't here before. You know, anything could have happened on this land. So it's like wherever you go, no matter what you do, it's always going to be there.
It's always a possibility that it could occur. I mean, it's a comforting definitely. Thought for everyone. It's like, well, I'm in a brand new house. It's great. It's safe. Yeah. I mean, even if it's not built on a burial ground, you know, attachments can happen. In all the years of doing this, have you ever had an attachment yourself?
Yes, I have. Quite a few times. I've been choked once. We did an investigation in Long Beach, and I was living at my buddy's house at the time, and I was in my room laying down, and I knew it was a bad deal because we got there, we found some, I guess somebody was doing voodoo in the cemetery. We found a bunch of, you know, some dead birds, heads cut off, and a bunch of things like that, red candles, mm-hmm. and we went back home, and I was laying there, and I remember just laying down, just relaxing, and all of a sudden, I opened my eyes, and there was something literally floating above me. Its face was in my face, and I saw its eyes, and I literally felt pushed down backwards in my bed and started being choked. I put my hands up to my own throat trying to grab what was there, and I couldn't. Nothing was there. I was being pushed down, and I started pushing back and thinking to myself, you know, started praying to myself. Then finally I pushed upwards and I let out a huge gasp. And when I let that huge gasp out, my buddy who was in the next room heard me. He jumped up. Right when he jumped up, he saw something come from his room, which is the adjoining wall of my room, come through that wall, past him into the closet and disappeared. It was hit, he said he described it as a black figure with red eyes, and that's exactly what was hovering over me. He came running to my room, banged on the door, I opened it. He's like, "You okay?" And he goes, "I saw it." I said, "We saw what?" He said, "I heard you. I jumped up and I saw something come through your wall, through my room, into the closet, disappearing." So whatever we encountered that night actually attached itself to me and followed us back, because he's never had any issues in that house before. And that was the first time.
Even after being attacked by what that was, dark spirit, demon, whatever it may have been, and experiencing an attachment like that, and you said you've experienced others, let me ask you this. What keeps you going investigating the paranormal? Is there ever a moment where it's like, this is getting to be too much? What keeps driving you back?
I think helping people and educating people to understand what they're dealing with. I grew up in a haunted house, and I know there's other people out there and people that have children that are dealing with the same thing. I want to try to help people, educate people, and understand exactly what they're dealing with. You know, and hopefully we can help out.
That wraps up part two of our interview with Anthony. A big thank you to him for joining us on today's program. Until next time, for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for the support, and thanks for listening.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Chumba. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.